Up till now, we've only used the informal forms of you, which are je and jullie. But we also have another formal form of you, which is u, u, single sound, just a u, u, like the u in nu, now, u. And u is used not just to address one person, but also for several. So it could be you could be speaking to 100 people in a formal situation, and you would just say u. Okay?
So jullie would only be informal situation.
That's right. Jullie is only an informal you. So when do we use it? It's always used to address much older people as a mark of respect and in more formal situations, but much less than, say, in Germany or France. Je is used more often than u in the Netherlands because it is a much more informal society in the Netherlands. That's what it is about, really. And you will very quickly get a feel for how to use this. And the good news is that you are very, very unlikely to offend anyone by using je as a foreigner speaking Dutch. And more good news is that the verb endings for je and u are mostly the same. So it's very easy to use.
And is that for the plural form of u as well?
The verb endings for u for one person is exactly the same as if you're addressing 500. Yeah? U stays u. And I'm going to introduce you to those any second now. Can you informally is?
Kun je.
Okay. And can you formally is kunt u. So there's just a T ending for u. U always has a T ending. Always. So how would you say, can you come? You formal. Are you able to come?
Kunt u komen?
Kunt u komen? How would you say, can you come tomorrow formally? Can you?
Kunt u morgen komen?
Kunt u morgen komen? How would you say, can you formal, stay tomorrow?
Kunt u morgen blijven?
Kunt u morgen blijven? So, can you formal is
kunt u?
Kunt u. And you formal can or are able to is simply like you can, so the other way around is
u kunt.
U kunt. Okay. How would you say you formally are coming? The u form always has a T. So, you are coming.
U komt?
U, like in whistle, put your lips together as if you're going to whistle and go u.
U.
That's it. U. So your coming is?
U komt.
U komt. How would you say, you, formal, are coming tomorrow, aren't you?
U.
U.
U. U komt morgen, hè?
U komt morgen, hè? How would you say, you're doing something, formal.
U doet.
What is I do?
Ik doe.
Ik doe. Ik doe. And what would be you do or you are doing, you formal?
U doet.
U doet. U doet. And you're doing something?
U doet iets.
U doet iets. And you're doing nothing.
U doet niets.
U doet niets. Yes. How would you say, are you working here, formal?
Werkt u hier?
Werkt u hier?
Werkt u hier?
That's it. Werkt u hier? How would you say, you don't work here, do you, formal?
U werkt hier niet.
Don't you?
Hey.
U werkt hier niet. Hey. How would you say, what are you drinking? Formal.
Wat drinkt u?
Let me hear that nice T ending for the formal you. Wat
drinkt u?
That's it. Wat drinkt u? How would you say, you're not drinking, are you? Formal.
U drinkt niet, hè?
U drinkt niet, hè?